This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Three Americans won the Nobel Prize for Physics today. David Gross, Frank Wilczek, and David Politzer developed some key equations which helped explain one of the fundamental forces in nature, the strong force that holds the atomic nucleus together. The scientists are receiving the prize for work done in the early 1970s. Two of them were young graduate students at the time. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
David Gross, Frank Wilczek, and David Politzer have been on many a shortlist of potential Nobel Prize winners. This morning, the phone rang in Frank Wilczek's house at 5:30 a.m., a call from Sweden.
I was in the shower. I hadn't slept all night because I was just too nervous. And my wife answered the phone. I stepped out of the shower soaking wet and started listening to the people congratulating me. It was lovely. Then I called up my parents right away.
Wilczek is 53 years old. He was just 21 when he did the work being recognized today. At the time, scientists didn't really understand how the atomic nucleus was held together.
It was looking hopeless. The general tenor of investigations just seemed to be getting messier and messier. It wasn't at all clear that a beautiful, simple theory would ever emerge.
For instance, experiments had shown that an atom's nucleus is packed with particles called protons and neutrons, and that inside those were even smaller objects called quarks. But strangely, try as they might, no one had succeeded at dislodging a quark, and no one could understand why it was so hard. David Gross was Frank Wilczek's professor at the time and will share the Nobel Prize.
What we discovered was that in a particular kind of theory, which is so-called gauge theory, if you try to pull the quarks apart, they experience stronger and stronger forces so that you can never actually liberate them from the nuclei.
The force was like a rubber band. The harder you pull, the more it fights back. Gross is now at the University of California, Santa Barbara. David Politzer, the third Nobel Prize winner, is now at Caltech and worked on the puzzle independently. At the time, he was a graduate student at Harvard. The trio's work showed that math could explain even the messy world of the atomic nucleus. James Bjorkane is a physicist at Stanford University.
It sorted out our ideas on how all of the nuclear matter is held together and how the protons and neutrons are built. And it's as beautiful a theory as exists, and that includes electrodynamics, gravity, anything you want to mention.
The work also allowed scientists to calculate what the universe was like shortly after the Big Bang, when things were so hot and dense that quarks floated around in a kind of soup. And perhaps most interestingly, their discoveries hint at the possibility of a theory of everything in which all the forces become one. David Gross says that when two particles are close together, the various forces between them, this strong force, the electromagnetic force, and another known as the weak force, all have about the same strength.
And that was a very important clue that stimulated people to try to construct a unified theory of all the forces, something we're still pursuing and trying to do.
Have you thought about what you'd do with the prize money?
No, not yet, but my wife has some idea.
What does she want to do?
Well, there are a few things around the house that she wants to fix.
Gross, Wilczek, and Politzer will each get a third of $1.3 million. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.